Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's going on, everyone? You know what it is. MasterChef is starting right now. It's all about the walnuts. It's all about the churros. It's all about eliminations because, you know, that happens every episode. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't really think we can finger dance this one, y'all.
Robin will still try.
Ooh, I want some chips and salsa.
Yeah, this is making me hungry. I've been eating all day. Yeah, just saying. Oh, but let's get this energy up. Ladies and gentlemen, MasterChef is happening. That's what's going down. MasterChef. And did I say, I said MasterChef earlier, right?
Yeah. That's the show we're on. It's called MasterChef.
I just wanted to say, because, you know, I flubbed it the first time.
That's true.
But it's been a long day. It's been a long day, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into it because I'm here with y'all. And y'all deserve all of my love, especially my co-host
as well. The
so I'm your boy, Lynn Gonzalez. And next to me, the lovely ladies, Frank is out. You know, he's doing his thing, his thug thizzle.
We miss
you know
you,
what
Frank.
I'm saying? I don't, but they do. Anyway, but the ladies are here. The ladies are here. Woo! Robin is back. Robin McSweeney, what up?
Hey, Robin with the V in the building.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Damn. And Ashley, there she goes. Cheney.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we got. Ashley, there she goes. What's up, y'all? Hey.
There goes my Cheney.
Ooh,
oh, that's nice.
That's not all.
Oh,
that's
don't sing to me. Please.
Oh, we should have done it on beat to the
I know,
mariachi
right?
music.
I know.
That
would be kind of hard to sing soulful. But... There goes my Cheney.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We got to do a show. All right. So, MasterChef, we're talking MasterChef. We do have a special segment a little bit later. We're going to bring that in just a moment. But we're going to talk about walnuts because, you know, they start off with the Mystery Box Challenge. And it's all about the walnuts. I love how it's always dramatic, you know.
Yeah.
So it's either something living.
And then he said, keep your fingers out of there. I really thought something was moving.
Right? Yeah. And they lift it up. My thing is, the people that had to put those walnuts in those boxes like that, that job must have sucked.
No.
Is there not a hole at the top?
No, yeah. You fill them up, like you flip the box upside down, fill it up.
And then
put
a board over it.
So yeah. I'm thinking.
This is why
you thought they were like scooping them in and then trying to like put the box on top. Good night. I told you it was a long day.
Okay. Anyway, it still had to be done, right?
Yeah.
Still had to be done.
It had to be done.
So walnuts. So they had 45. How do you feel about walnuts, by the way?
They look like brains.
They do look like brains.
They do look like brains. But whenever I eat them, I'm never just like cracking open a whole walnut and just plowing them down.
I don't think anybody does.
First of all, who cracks them? And I know these guys didn't crack them either.
Yeah.
You know they didn't have them.
Oh yeah, they probably.
Walnuts. Those were
shows. No, we didn't see them.
I thought I saw some people cracking walnuts. No,
that was for show. They had 30 minutes. There's no way they're cracking walnuts.
All those walnuts.
There's no way.
Yeah.
But still, you don't eat them whole. Like,
yeah.
That's all I was saying.
Christmas.
But I love
Christmas
them in
is
cookies.
The only time that you're
I get them.
Whole.
I don't. Yeah, I get them whole for Christmas in my stockings, but I never eat them. I get those and a few other nuts because I think they're good luck.
Uh-huh. Good luck.
Robin gets some good luck nuts in her stocking.
Well, you know.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We're all like, hey. I was nervous.
Engineer is on it. Right, right.
One more thing about walnuts. Do they
chestnuts
leave...
Not walnuts.
Okay. Do they leave a film on your mouth? Every time I eat a walnut, I get that like...
There is like this bitter kind of...
You have to shell them all the way.
Right, sometimes.
I feel like there's a film on them.
I feel like that fiber is good for regularity. You know, that shell is good for regularity.
Is that what it, you feel?
But that's why I feel like they're really good just mixed in stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there's nowhere that you just get, you just eat walnuts. Like, no one's like, I'm eating walnuts. Like, no, you're not going to buy a bag. Like, you can't go to a convenience store and buy a bag of walnuts.
Oh, yes, you can.
I don't think you can.
What are you talking about?
I don't think you can. Like, a bag of walnuts?
Yes.
No. Actually, they're not like pistachios.
When people are cooking with them, they come in a bag.
No, but I'm saying, okay, listen to what I'm trying to get at. In the snack aisle. Right. That's what I'm saying. In the snack aisle, when you have peanuts and you have pistachios and you have all that kind of stuff. There's no bag of walnuts.
I've seen them.
I bet you. Guarantee. Go to the gas station down the street.
Well, who's buying nuts from a gas station, first of all?
Come on, let's talk about that.
I'm saying when you're traveling and you go get chips and stuff and they have the little thing, don't test me. Anyway, I agree with you.
I mean,
I'm trying to agree with you all.
If you guys are listening or watching, please chime in so that we
there's no need to chime in. No, there's no need to chime in. I know what I'm talking
about.
You're
right. Okay. We're wrong.
Don't have me Google it. Listen, I'm trying to agree with you all you don't understand it. You were saying that they're typically used in cooking. And I'm agreeing with you saying like, yes, because you don't just find a bag in the snack aisle of walnuts.
Yes. If you're on a road trip, you're not going to bust out your nutcracker and start cracking open some shelled walnuts.
Exactly. Unless you're my mom and she eats weird stuff. And she will crack open walnuts and eat them like that. That but just her.
So back to Lynn's original question. What? Do you guys like walnuts?
Yes. Team nuts.
I like them. Right. I like candy walnuts in my salad. I like walnuts in my cookies. Like Mrs. Fields has some oatmeal raisin walnut cookies, which are amazing.
True that.
Just want to throw it out
there. Yeah, I'm about the walnuts in stuff.
Agreed.
I do like the walnuts in stuff.
That's a hot debate because there's people who are like, absolutely do not put walnuts in my brownie, and I think they're crazy. But,
really?
Oh, yeah.
There's a very strong camp between no nuts
really?
And nuts.
Really? Oh, yes. I feel like those people also don't like cute kittens. Like, I feel like they're just mean people.
They're ice box where their heart used to be. No heart, no lungs.
That's it. Just hollowness. So they had 45 minutes to make a dish with the walnuts. And so we see people obviously doing different things. I think this was a difficult thing because, and I think one of the judges mentioned it because it's a nut, like it's not a protein, right? Where you can just kind of build around it. You have to really be creative as far as what you're going to make.
Right.
And just as I thought, I was like, okay, there's going to be a lot of sweet dishes, mm-hmm. which there were.
Mm-hmm.
There were some savory, and I feel like the savory were the ones that were rewarded because if you notice when they picked out, exactly, it's more challenging. And when they were chosen, the top three, two of them were savory dishes.
Right.
Yes.
So we saw Ashley, she was going vegetarian. Some were going savory, some were going sweet, as I mentioned. Also, Aron was very proactive as far as saying, like, all of my people still here, just so you know.
Had to throw it out there.
Just throwing it out there. And I feel like that was a dig to Chef Ramsay because, you know, Chef Ramsay's the man, right?
Of course.
And so, some of his people are already gone, so that he chose. So we see three people are chosen. Bowen is one of the ones chosen. Bowen must be killing it because he also was, you know, chosen to be the first person to be a captain, right? No, he was chosen to be one of the captains. He wasn't the winner, but he was one of the captains in the last challenge.
Does not make a good captain, by the way.
It does not. He was chosen in the top three here. And we also see, as we get further down, Cesar... is gunning for him. So he must be doing his thing in the kitchen. But he makes pork shrimp walnut dumpling, which looked tasty, and I wanted to eat it.
It looks good.
It sounded different.
It does. That's a thing.
Well, I'm thinking pork and shrimp, right? And I'm also thinking, this is in my mind, when he said pork shrimp, and I'm like, have you ever had the walnut shrimp with the candied walnuts?
That dish, Chinese, right? I wasn't thinking about that at all.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I like that dish. There you go, honey walnut shrimp.
Yeah.
Something you add the pork. Pork goes well with sweet stuff. Come on. So that's what I was thinking with the dumpling.
That's interesting. It's just that, to me, it's not about the flavors. I thought, that's an interesting texture, because that's so soft, that the dough and the dumpling is so soft, and then you bite into some crunchy. I feel like
you have to chop it up real fine. I was curious to see how finely he chopped it up. Right, because they obviously tasted the texture of the walnut, so it wasn't that finely chopped.
Yeah, it looks good in that broth, though. That's one I would have wanted to eat.
Samantha was also chosen. She made potato gnocchi with pesto. Which also looked tasty.
It looked super simple. It looked real basic.
Everything. I'm so hungry, guys. Everything looked tasty.
I thought her gnocchi looked like little gnocchi poops. Like they didn't.
Do you like eat gnocchi like on a regular?
Listen, if there's a pasta, I've eaten.
I don't.
And I mean, I like gnocchi, but I don't. I guess it looks more sort of like bean shaped, like a legume. Yeah. But hers. I mean, it's hard to make pasta. She did it in 30 minutes. Props. But
exactly.
To Robin's point, it just looked kind of really bland on the plating.
But it obviously must have been really good.
Well, yeah. They were raving over it.
Yeah.
Cesar, as we mentioned before, he was the one that was...
That looked...
The sweet steak.
Yeah.
Okay, that did look good.
Yes.
I will say that. That looked good. Banana walnut pan dulce. That looked really good.
Grated corn and citrus basil cream.
What did he make? What did he change up? What was the thing that he was asked about?
Instead of sour cream.
Yes.
Is like, who knew you could take the water from corn
and use it
instead of sour cream.
Like, mind boggling.
Like what? He's like, oh, one day I didn't have sour cream, so I decided to make this random potion out of corn.
Yeah.
At home.
That's
what?
Crazy. And he said he's a teacher, and he said he does these private tastings.
Like he does taco tastings. During the summer, I think he said when he's not,
right, and just come to his little one bedroom apartment.
That corn situation reminded me of Christina Tosi, who is the creator of Milk Bar, the cookie.
Oh, that place is bomb.
It's bomb, right? So she does this thing where she does this cereal milk that she cooks with, and it's like what put her on the map is this really famous pastry chef.
Uh-huh.
And it reminded me of that. I don't know where he got the idea, but like she would literally soak cereal milk and then strain it, and then she used that milk to cook with, and it has that flavor, that cereal milk flavor. Wow. A lot of people have now like copied that because she did this a couple years ago, so they've been doing it. I'm like, I wonder if that's how he makes his corn water
stuff.
Yeah, reminded me of that.
Either way, it was good.
Touché.
It was so good that he won. So shout out to Cesar who won.
Cesar!
Yes. So he gets the opportunity to go to the pantry, and so we see the judges. I love these part of the show. Are they called vignettes? No, I'm not saying that right. What is it called when they segue? You're in production.
Yeah. So what you getting at?
Never mind.
Thank you.
Never mind.
I'm in production too.
Never mind.
He didn't ask me. He knew I was looking at him crazy. Like,
you know what?
Do you mean like what now? Do you mean?
He said, you know what?
Y'all like, my defenses are down.
No, I wanted to help you. I just had nothing. I was just like, okay.
Anyway, I'll just leave it alone. They segue where he goes to the pantry. And so the judges come out, right? And so obviously currently we're in, and I like how they kind of put that up because obviously this is not taped recently.
Oh, that soccer thing.
Some months ago, the World Cup. But they knew it was coming and they knew it was going to be airing around the time of the World Cup. So shout out to them.
Heavy plug, Fox.
Right.
Heavy plug.
Come join us at Fox because we're about to have it popping.
We're popping for the World Cup. So they go back there, and the judges each come out in their country's uniform, soccer uniform. And they display street food from the different countries. So they had pizza frites.
That looked really good. Yeah. I wish I would have been able to. I wish they would have broken open and just let me see.
Yeah, eat on
cheese.
That.
Like if we break that down, it's fried pizza. Yeah, that basically means fried.
But
pizza.
Is that not similar to calzone?
No, because I think it would be like an upscale like pizza pocket. That's how I view. No, like
you're
for
probably
real.
Right. But
for real, like I'm just
pizza.
Saying, like.
Yeah. In the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza supper time.
Just let her sing it.
Pizza's
so good.
On a bagel. You can have pizza anytime.
Oh,
no, that's not what you were talking about, but it made me think of that. Remember pizza bagels?
Oh, I remember pizza bagel bites.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, continue, Lim.
Yeah, I was not talking about bagel bites, but yeah,
so good.
Thanks for the song. upscale pizza pockets. That was Joe. We got churros. From Aron, which also looks good. You guys ever go to Disneyland and get the churros there? They're churros. Pretty good. Pretty
amazing.
Good.
I've been on a churro kick lately. I can't wait to tell y'all about it. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, dope.
You should be sharing it with us.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into the churros section. Amazing. Just wait.
Everybody hang
and
on.
Then I feel like Chef Ramsay, like, he said he's a burger for him. And I'm like, I was like,
but it was a gourmet burger.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be a street. So the street. Gourmet street burger.
He says he smashes that thing before he goes to a game.
And what country? And what, like, he, because it was country was he representing?
Scotland.
Scotland. Okay.
Yeah, and it's like, I just don't believe that you're cruising to a game and you're heavy. And you're, you know, probably drinking some something.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna smash a burger in your mouth. Yeah. Like, who smashes a burger?
I don't know.
Apparently,
I don't know. But he apparently he
it's
said
messy.
That. So. This is the point in time that we see in MasterChef where they get to choose basically what everyone else cooks, and then they're safe. So typically, your goal is to kind of choose something that might be difficult for maybe particular people that you want eliminated. And so he ended up... Do you think he was going to choose a churros? Do you think, like... Because I felt like the pizza
knew
freaks
definitely
might
wasn't
be...
going to pick the burger.
Like, right. I feel like too
for
easy.
Sure not going to get picked.
Right. I thought it was going to be pizza freaks.
I had a feeling it might have been the churros, just because didn't they all say before he chose how difficult it was?
Did they?
Did I hear that?
They kind of talked up, each one of the chefs kind of talked up like, oh, this is, it's hard
like
to
it
master
takes,
the
it takes
blah, blah,
real,
blah.
Yeah,
right.
It's like,
right.
Yeah, they did. They were talking about, like, you know, ladies on the street, he was like the abuelas on the street have been like making their recipes for years.
It's taking years and years to master this. Yeah, that's what I heard. So it just, I felt like they gave the level of difficulty for each.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of
to sell it. Right.
Yeah.
So he did choose the churros with the chocolate sauce. So I think that also added a layer too, because you had to make the chocolate sauce and the churros.
Which I've never had a churro with chocolate sauce. So I've always just been a straight up churro to me.
What'd you say?
That means we're missing. That means
we're not getting it out. Correctly.
Yeah. I've had stuffed churros with chocolate sauce.
Ooh.
And that
what
is kind of chocolate sauce. So it's chocolate sauce stuffed in the churro. So there's a spot by my house that is like a churro spot. Like they
you get all different types?
All different types.
Okay.
So
I'm going to do the plug. Where? What is the name of this place?
It is, I can't think of it off the top because I'm sleepy. But I will have it to you by next week. Okay. I will tell you that. But yeah, and maybe we'll take a field trip because it's literally like not far from here. And
like
it's a churro spot. And it's open late. And it's like you can get a churro ice cream sandwich where you take the churro, and you get the stuffed churros.
Oh, they have that at Toca Madera as well.
Okay.
As dessert.
Word. But it's really good. I've been there a few times. It's very, very good.
I love it.
And we saw celebrity Lexi Lawless deliver the dish. He's a Hall of Fame soccer player, and they were plugging, of course, the World Cup.
Yeah.
And he, I guess, is going to be announcing on Fox during the World Cup or what have you. So, again, heavy, heavy, heavy plug by Fox. But, you know, get your money.
You got to do it.
That you got to do. And so this was an interesting twist. Cesar got to pick 10 whole people. I thought that was a lot.
I couldn't believe they gave him that many. I thought it was 9.
Lot. Yeah. No, it was 10.
That's 10. That's a lot.
It's a lot of people.
Oh, it left 9.
It left 9.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because there was 20 left, including him. So he got to pick 10 people. And so he was very smart, because I feel like some people don't use that to their advantage. And so he's very smart, because he said he was going to choose bakers and also people that were team players to be safe.
Right.
And then leave the other people down there. And his main target was Mr. Bowen.
Little Bow Wow.
Who's
little
been.
Bow.
Hey.
Little Bow Bow.
Little Bow Bow. I'm done.
Why'd you have to be Little Bow Bow?
Because it's his name.
Bowen.
It's part of his name.
Oh, okay. So you take
Bowen,
the Ian out.
Bow.
Shorten it and double it. Shorten and double it.
Like,
all right. So I think this is a good time to get into our special segment that is all about churros. So
finding the best churros.
Let's do it.
Here in Southern California.
And I've been telling David that these are life-changing churros. That every churro that you've ever eaten in his entire life is a lie.
Put a little quick disclaimer. Everybody says the same shit every time they introduce a food to me, and usually it's shit. So your life is dependent on this.
Your life is dependent on this.
Do you guys recognize this spot? For any of you LA folks?
I need to find out, though.
Yeah. We're seeing some beautiful, that is how you cook churros. They look nice.
Oh, that color.
Crispy on the outside. They're all uniform size. Oh, chocolate sauce. Chocolate sauce on top.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh,
like, oh, you got to eat that with a fork.
Sweet cream.
Yeah.
That's some fancy churros.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the bite.
The verdict.
The verdict.
Oh, he's like, you said this is the best churro in LA, and you said that the moment you had this, everything else was considered a lie. Don't set me up for disappointment.
The music. Heavens.
Oh, I heard that crisp, good. Though.
No!
I heard that.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. What was that place? Did we catch the name? It was on there, but yeah, we need to check that out.
Quick. We're going
to
check it out and find the name for you. And in the meantime, LA is like just ripe with some of the best foods, all over, especially Mexican. Any kind of Mexican cuisine.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I've been on a hunt for the perfect churro myself, y'all.
Have you?
Yes. And I have, this will be my next spot because Dude Man and I are about some churros.
So where do you like so far?
So we literally started, first we went to the Santa Monica Pier to find, there's like the ladies, right? And they're like ladies pulling around little carts of churros. So I'm like, those look legit.
Okay.
Because it's just in a cart. So they have to be, authentic.
It's authentic right there.
And so $5 for like a little bag of churros, or $4 maybe. And they were cold. They weren't like, I wanted like some hot, you know.
Well, yeah,
yummy
if it was
churros.
In a cart, I guess. The they weren't.
Yeah, but I thought, I don't know what I thought. But so that was a no.
Yeah.
That's no.
Okay.
So don't get them from the Santa Monica Pier. It is a tourist trap.
Tourist trap. Stay away from the carts.
Let's also talk about Costco. It does not disappoint.
They have churros?
Costco has churros. And I will tell you that if you compare the Santa Monica churro, Santa Monica Pier churro, to the Costco churro, Costco wins. Because at least it's hot. It's
I love all their hot. Food. I love their pizza, their hot dogs.
Yeah, because it's all those chemicals doing it right.
Crunch?
And then we went all the way down to Long Beach. And I guess Long Beach is like a tourist spot, which is weird for me because we live here. I don't think of like Long Beach as like a tourist spot, but it is. And so they have this like little kind of beach touristy boardwalk situation. Uh-huh. And there's a place that was serving funnel cakes. And so we thought, oh, funnel cakes. Fried fresh. It's got to be awesome.
Uh-huh.
Big nope. Also didn't do it. I don't know if they didn't have the right cinnamon sugar that was not crispy on the outside, soft on the middle, like they're saying.
But funnel cakes is definitely different than, because I feel like churros are more crispy.
It is a different thing. And like they had the whole machine and they were cutting the funnel cakes or the churros themselves. But anyway, so we're 3 for 3 strikeouts. So we're going to find the name of this spot here in a sec and march our little tushies over to that place because they look bomb.
Right.
Do we have
a name for it, Steven?
Find him.
Give me one second.
Okay.
We're on it.
If you let us know, and then look when you find it. So, it's churro time, and we see everyone starts making. That's left, of course, the 9. Mm-hmm. And Alicia, who I really liked up to this point. I really liked her. I liked what she was doing. I remember her story at the beginning. You know, she's a family woman or what have you. She was showboating a little bit. And that kind of hurt her. Did we find it, Steven?
Yes, we did. Pardon me if I don't pronounce it correctly, but it's churros Don Abao.
Don Abao.
They're on Facebook, and they got the Yelp.
East Los Angeles.
East Los Angeles.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks
East
like
LA.
East LA. Yeah. Looks like somewhere.
Of Whittier.
Oh, Whittier. Whittier.
Whittier Boulevard and Eastmont.
Whittier and Eastmont. Okay, nice.
That's right down the street from my job.
You got to go and check this out.
I am. I'm going tomorrow.
Seriously, some of these food trucks, like celebs will even be tweeting out. Yeah. About, like, I told you, Chrissy Teigen went in search of this taco truck.
Yeah.
And then it was on David Chang's show.
Mm-hmm.
We got some good food trucks.
Yeah. I'm about that life.
I'm checking that out tomorrow.
So when you go.
I'm going to do a special report.
Special
report tomorrow.
Live from the streets with Lim. All day, every day, exclusive.
You already know. So back to Alicia. She's showboating. And then we see Shanika, she adds some peanut butter to her sauce, which I thought might have killed her.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that.
I was a little worried, too, because my thing is...
Don't mess with
it. I wasn't worried about the sauce so much. I figured if your churros is on point, then, like...
But I feel like... But it's an elimination. And I think, like, I feel... you should go buy the book as best as possible. I understand you want to kind of put your spin on it, but if it's something, like, I could see if, like, oh, I have this recipe I've been doing for 30 years and it's cracking.
Yeah.
Then do that because it's tried and true. But don't just be like, you know what? Everybody's doing chocolate. I'm going to do chocolate and hazelnuts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't do that just to be doing that because I feel like it's going to hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're not a churro.
You're not a professional. You know, these are all amateur cooks that
and
are
hazelnut.
Trying to, I'm just saying, like, if it's not tried and true, don't do it. That's all I'm saying. So let's go down the line here. So we got Taylor was up first. Her chocolate broke, unfortunately, so her sauce.
She's making me nervous.
Right. Overall, she did good, though. The churro itself was pretty good.
Do you think that it was, or were they just like, you're cute? I mean, seriously.
Well, Taylor's my crush. I mentioned this when you guys, I think it was me and Frank was here.
Clearly. Oh, yeah, when it was just the guys.
Yeah, just the guys. Well, I mean, I have a crush every, you know, show. And she's so it. She's the crush.
She's not
crush
ugly. This. I'll give you that.
Yeah, she's super cute. But yeah, her chocolate broke. But overall, you know, they said she did good. So I'm interested because she's, of course I'm sure you. She's amazing.
I'm sure you would eat her churros
trip.
Enthusiastically.
Absolutely. Bowen. Bowen, man. See, this. I feel like this is, I'm going to say it after in a minute. But I looked at Bowen's churros and I was like, he's out of here. Like, those junk look like some mess because he double fried his dough and he was explaining that, you know.
Oh, in China.
Right. And what he does with well, something similar. Right. Something similar that he made that kind of is the same kind of dough, like type of preparation. They
salty,
double fry it.
Salty
right.
dough. They call it salty
Yeah. They
dough.
Eat at breakfast or something like mm-hmm. that. And Chef Ramsay did say it was his worst performance that he felt he did. I just saw those churros, and I think it was Aron maybe that ate it and said it's not as bad as it looked. So I guess it tasted better than it looked, but it looked terrible. Like, it was just some blackness.
Oh, tink, tink.
Yeah. He had blackened churros. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was just didn't look good.
I did not want him to go home for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I mean.
I don't know. Shanika did not fry hers well, so there was some that were maybe a little doughy inside. And that had to do with something about the preparation of her churros.
But she didn't. She used her hands to hand blend the eggs.
Is that what it was?
Because she was all like, "I'm gonna whip it with my hands."
I don't remember them saying something about the sauce because she was the one that put the peanut butter. Did they?
They didn't. They weren't unpleased with it.
With
they
the
didn't
sauce.
Seem to care too much about anybody's sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. Well, they did. I mean, Taylor's hers was broken.
Yeah.
Well, that's only because.
But I think they had to talk about something.
Something.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know.
Julia does well. Junie made them small. So mm-hmm. that was kind of the critique they gave. Matt did good. Alicia. So Alicia, hers were clumped with sugar and they were dry and crumbly. And they were saying it was a result of the showboating. So she didn't, I mean, she kind of was like, oh, okay. I mean, what do you think her motive was for doing that? Do you really think she was showboating? Or do you think she was just doing what she thought she needed to do to make a good dish?
I mean, showboating is showboating, but when you have confidence, and I've seen her with the amount of confidence she's had up until this point,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't expect her to fall short. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Yeah, she's been pretty strong, especially for what we've seen so far, and I truly also think there's an element of her. She's only made churros once, and I bet mm-hmm. you that's how she got
and
the sugar
probably,
on them at home.
Yeah,
like,
and
you
she's
know?
Making them for those kids that she's watching, so they love that sugar. Nobody's complaining about that.
Of course.
But I think Chef Ramsay had a really good point when he said, you have to taste your own stuff. Do you think she tasted it and was like, this is cool, or do you think she didn't taste it? Because she may have tasted it.
And then
like,
thought
this
it was okay.
Good. Yeah, so I don't. When he said that, I was just kind of like, well, how do you know she
didn't
taste
it? Was it said or was it mentioned anything about her making churros before? Did that come up?
Yeah, she made them once before.
Oh, she made them
once. Her husband and the kids. Her daycare.
The daycare kids. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which, like, in some ways, kids are the greatest critic to cook for because they will not sugarcoat your feelings.
Sure.
But in others, yeah, if you give them, like, a doughy, sugary anything.
It's going to be all
good. It's going to be like, yeah.
And they're going to be bouncing off the walls mm-hmm. like, this is not bad.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot that we don't see, you know, with these shows because of the editing. But I feel like the reason why, in my opinion, I feel like the reason why they said she was showboating is the way she was doing it, you know, by coating the sugar, it affected the churro, obviously.
But and he also said when she was showboating, she was shaking something too hard. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
It was breaking,
She was breaking. She
but what I'm saying is she was doing that thinking that that was the thing to do. It's kind of like when... I looked at it as like when people are chopping super fast, they're just like or whatever, and it's like it's not necessary to chop things that fine, or just you're just doing that because you can do that. Mm-hmm. And I felt like with her, she's probably made other things like that, and that's how she puts the sugar and cinnamon on there. So it was like, oh, let me just, you know, do my little thug thizzle and da 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 da, and all the while her churros like and just broken up.
So, wait, her churros was like what?
You saw it.
No, yeah. we're gonna meme.
Come on.
Her did it already.
Was like what?
It did it already. Just boomerang it later. I'm not doing it again. What you're doing. No. So anyway,
he says she hurt the churros.
She injured. The churros were all broken up. They were all toe up. So with sugar. So that was all bad.
She was kind of like calling to the gallery and stuff too. Like, no, I'm not going home today. Not today.
She was like, I don't seem. No one's left yet, and no one's about to go.
She was very confident. She's been cooking very confidently. Yeah. So I felt like she just had to be humbled. And it was basically going to be between her and Bowen. And I'll get to that in a second. The last person, Samantha, she, you know, she was talking about losing her dad recently, and she wasn't confident. You know, she was getting emotional, and so they kind of were just consoling her, and they said they taste better than they looked. And so I felt like because of what happened, I was like, she's not going to be in the bottom. So it ended up being Alicia and Bowen. And so I was like, okay. Bowen, that it just looks so bad. And I just originally thought that Bowen was going to go home. But I feel that Bowen is such a strong competitor, and he's been doing so well. I think that it was easier for them to kill Alicia and make her go home, especially because they felt like she was, you know, doing too much, than Bowen, who, in my opinion, based on the churros themselves, I feel like Bowen should have went home.
Based on the churros themselves, and that was like the point of the competition. And Chef Ramsay even looked up and he was like, just to reiterate, you put him down here for this specific reason, and you're about to send him home.
Right.
And like, I mean, I don't know kind of what happened there, because that was the whole point of, sending him down. I mean, we're all rooting for Bowen, and I get it. I liked Alicia too, though.
I'm not.
He kind of, there's parts of him that I'm kind of like, all right, chill out a little bit.
I don't know. I'm just not into Bowen. Like,
never been into Bowen.
No, I haven't. And I just feel like he's doing well. I mean, I can't deny. I mean, obviously he's doing well. Like, he got chosen as a top three again. He did well the last week. So he's obviously doing well. And I feel like they didn't want to send him home that early. I felt like Alicia was a better candidate to send home at that time based on the two of them. But I think looking at the churros side by side, I mean, obviously didn't taste them, but just by the looks of them, I felt like it should have been Bowen all day. I mean, even when, I don't know who it was, but bit into the churro, it was like it was eating a cracker.
Yeah.
Like, it was just super loud crunch. Like, I felt like, dude, come on. But I felt like they gave him a pass.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. But she was eliminated, unfortunately. So she goes home. Bowen stays. He's super happy. So the thing is now... Does it backfire, you know, on your boy, because on Cesar, because Cesar obviously was the one that, you know, voted him in. So do you think Bowen is going to retaliate?
He should.
Well, it wasn't like, to me, it didn't seem super fierce competition. Like, they're still pretty friendly with each other. Like, he understood.
No, but he was gunning for him. So, I mean...
It was a hell.
I don't think Bowen would have picked him. Like, if the tables were turned, I don't think Bowen would have done that. So now that Bowen knows Cesar is out for you, I hope that he kind of like knuckles up and like, okay,
as we're gonna,
this is not a friendly competition.
No, it shouldn't be.
It's not a friendly competition. So Bowen,
it shouldn't be.
Get ready, stay ready.
Mm. I think everybody's against Bowen though, because they see him as the fiercest competitor. Well, yeah. So like, he's got to be watching out for everybody.
And that's what you're supposed to do. Speaking of fierce competition, Ashley, you have something to read us?
I sure do.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with fierce competition.
It has nothing to do with fierce competition, but it does have something to do with your friends here that are talking to you tonight on tonight's panel. Because here at AfterBuzz, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and basically every kind of TV that there is. There is no network that works harder to serve the fans than us. But now we really need your help. So we're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. We have a couple. So besides helping us out a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters to content that you already love, and it sends it directly to your little YouTube inbox area. And it brings you your favorite shows, like the one you're watching right now. You don't have to go look for them. It brings it right to your homepage on YouTube. It suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you, similar to this very show right here. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we're sure you're going to love. Since you're here with us, you're already tuned in to the MasterChef After Show. You might also like some other shows that are featured right here on this channel, like the So You Think You Can Dance panel.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of dance reality competition shows happening here. Also, the Hell's Kitchen.
Which is us again.
All the food stuff happening right here with this very panel right here, this hungry panel right here. So tune in for some of that good stuff, too. And remember, we have other genres, not just for food and reality competition. So check those out as well. Please, please, please do us a solid and subscribe to at least one of our channels. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. So it's easy. Hit that subscribe button right now. Tell us what you like on our show and other shows in the comments. And we love you. Thank you so much for subscribing.
Booyah.
So, can we get some news and gossip music, please, Stephen? Because I do have something to mention.
TV news.
Yes. Speaking of Hell's Kitchen, we have a premiere date for Hell's Kitchen.
Hey.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, this panel also does Hell's Kitchen, and we love Hell's Kitchen.
We do.
Product of Mr. Chef Gordon Ramsay.
We love him so much. We say his name right every time.
You know what? Can I get through this, please?
Nope.
Anyway.
Nope.
Hell's Kitchen, the new season, 18th season of the show, will be premiering on September the 28th. September 28th. Yes. For the 18th season.
Our wedding.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. So you'll be here.
Oh, shoot. Robin will be here.
With bells.
Yes, exactly. So it's going down. So just wanted to put that out. I just saw that today, actually, that it was coming out in the fall. So
Shout out.
That means that there will be no season untouched by Gordon Ramsay. We get him in the spring for MasterChef. Yeah. We get him in the summer for To Hell and Back. We get him in the fall for Hell's Kitchen. And I know he's got something else going on there.
Oh, yeah. He's all up in there. Like, he doesn't... I don't know how he... I mean, he's got, like, five kids. Like,
does
and
he?
A wife. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure he's, like, bi-coastal because, you know, he's not from here.
But
so.
Those are his jobs.
That's what he's done. I mean, he's doing his thing.
Doing
he's doing his
but
thug
that.
Thizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's doing out there, making his bread, and doing what he needs to do. So shout out to Chef Gordon Ramsay. And we'll be looking out for Hell's Kitchen right after MasterChef, pretty much. Ooh. Boom, there it is. All right, predictions. Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so we see that, obviously, they kind of go back and forth, but the next, episode deals with another challenge. They're cooking for a wedding. And so they're going to be split up in teams again. And, of course, it's always drama when they're working in that type of situation. Who do we feel, if anyone is at risk right now? Do we feel to go home at this point? Like, do we think anyone's failing? Is might be out of there, emotionally breaking down? What are we thinking?
Shanika is on my radar.
Yeah?
Shanika.
Mm-hmm.
She's on my radar. I don't know if she's going home next episode, but she's on my radar as like, watch out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really have one on my radar. I feel like, you know, players slip up every once in a while, so.
But, I mean, that's true.
I'm hoping, you know, sometimes you pick yourself back up and you come back harder than ever, or I feel like by this next episode, I will know who cannot handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a better idea.
I don't think they're going to let Shanika,
Shanika. Damn it.
Shanika. I don't think they're going to let her go anywhere, though, because we need her for some... I feel like she's going to be our little sass.
She's full of facial expressions.
Yeah. I think
she just reminds me of a spirit animal.
Yeah, I think you're right. They always like leaving the people that are super dramatic, even if though they don't win, but they always keep them, you know, for the drama, because the show does have that. I feel like there's, you know, there's some breakdowns happening with some people. I feel like Chelsea from last episode, you know, she kind of broke down. She looked like when she had to do the pressure test, she was having a hard time mentally. She obviously didn't have to cook in this particular one. She was saved. But I think going back to that again,
just the
if she ends up on it right. Mm-hmm. So I think that she's going to struggle. I think looking at just because of what happened, Samantha, you know, she, the one that lost her dad recently, she got emotional. Who knows? Because this is hard on the spirit, right? This is hard emotionally. You're dealing with this. You want this really bad. Let's say you don't cook the dish like you want to, and it's just a lot of pressure.
Right.
So I feel like those two, just for me, based on what we've seen in the last two episodes, that might be, you know, a problem for them if they don't do well in this challenge, because the pressure test is the pressure test.
Be interesting to see. Sometimes those same pressures can actually drive people, though. You never know.
It can. But I think Shanika is going to be here for a while.
Oh, yeah. She's not going
I think she's going to be here for a while. Her and that tail, ponytail.
That Beyonce ponytail.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Whip it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. I made it. Oh, by the grace of God. My name is Lynn Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com, to see what I'm up to. Robin McSweeney, where you at?
Robin with the V, signing out. You can find me at B Stays Busy, that's B-I-Z-Z-Y, on all social media platforms.
Guys, thanks for tuning in this week. If you want to check back in with us next week, we'll be back to torture Lem a little bit more. If you want to talk with me about food or what you're watching on Netflix in the meantime, find me online at Ashley on Camera, pretty much everywhere on social. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, and Frank will unfortunately be back next week, so look out for him.
Rude.
But until then, we'll be back next week. Until then, peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.